This is Scientific American's 60 Second Science. I'm Christopher Intagliata. The risk factors for COVID-19 are many. Old age, obesity, heart conditions. But early genetic studies have identified another trait that some people who develop severe COVID-19 seem to share, a cluster of genetic variations on their third chromosome. And that DNA sequence likely derives from Neanderthals, says Hugo Seeberg of the Max Planck Institute.
It is quite striking that this variant has lingered on for 50,000 years.
50,000 years ago is the approximate time humans and Neanderthals interbred. And over the millennia, those Neanderthal variants have become more common in some Homo sapiens populations than others. For example, about 16% of people of European descent carry at least one copy of the Neanderthal stretch. Half of South Asians do, and nearly two-thirds of Bangladeshis.
And that's kind of fascinating that it is so high. I mean, that points towards that it must have been beneficial in the past. I mean, it's much higher than we expect. And then it's totally expunged in East Asia and China. So something has happened, driving the frequency up in certain places and removing it totally in other places.
The details are in the journal Nature. Seeberg and his colleague write that perhaps the Neanderthal DNA happens to boost the risk of developing severe COVID-19. And they point to the fact that in the UK, people of Bangladeshi descent have twice the risk of dying of COVID-19 than the general population. But as epidemiologist Keith Neal of the University of Nottingham pointed out in an email, people of African descent in the UK are also being hurt more by the virus, despite having hardly any Neanderthal genes. Instead, it's social factors, like crowded, multi-generational households or working frontline jobs, that are more likely to be driving the trends seen in the UK. That's according to Andrew Hayward, director of the Institute of Epidemiology and Healthcare at University College London. And as both epidemiologists pointed out, it's worth remembering that you can only develop severe COVID-19 if you're exposed to the virus in the first place.
Thanks for listening. For Scientific American's 60 Second Science, I'm Christopher Intagliata.